This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The projections are anywhere from $11 to $14 billion, somewhere around there. And when you compare that to $4 billion for South Africa hosting the 2010 Cup, is obviously they're spending way, way more. And whether or not that pays off really remains to be seen. We talked to a number of sports management and economics experts, and their basic take was that a lot depends on how Brazil really kind of brands itself and uses this as a branding mechanism and a way to increase tourism, and also how well they can use these stadiums in the years after the World Cup.
The things you need to know for the week ending the 13th, is that right? The Friday the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, that's John Kiernan from Wallet Hub discussing the real cost of the World Cup in Brazil. Things going on in sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, the World Cup, all put together, come up with some pretty interesting conversation. And so that's why it shows up at number 10 on this week's countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our review of the week's conversations, the top talk topics, reviewing all 10 of them, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, inside talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all sorts of things surrounding the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts across the country. That's how we determine this list, and we count them down each week at this hour from number 10 to number 1, and the World Cup, as I say, overall conversation of what's going on in sports talk radio world is at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the focus on climate change. The debate continues. Here are hosts Jack Tomczyk and Benjamin Cruz talking about President Obama teaming with the cable movie channel Showtime to try and shift public opinion on the climate change issue.
This from Sean Long at Newsbusters. Obama and Showtime admit to exploiting extreme weather events to shift public opinion. If you suspected that Showtime had a liberal agenda,
Showtime, it's like
HBO, but it's Showtime. You know,
well, it's like Cinemax, but it's
right.
Showtime.
If you suspect that Showtime had a liberal agenda, the June 9th finale of quote Year of Living Dangerously end quote confirmed it. The finale of Showtime's Years of Living Dangerously wrapped up a long effort to push climate alarmism with an interview between New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman and President Barack Obama. Friedman and Obama agreed on the need to connect extreme weather events to climate change in order to sway public opinion, showcasing the partisan goal of the Showtime series. Look at you. After
so they would engage in misinformation to try to sway public opinion.
In the interview, Obama stressed the need to emphasize extreme weather because, quote, the more we can make the climate issue something that is here and now, that's how public opinion's gonna shift. I've got thoughts. You want to go first?
My basic one is that what evidence do we have that we have more hurricanes because of climate change? I've looked at the numbers. There's not been a significant jump. If
that's
anything,
right.
Last year there were hardly any hurricanes.
When it is so easy to point out that little fact nugget, why go all in on that strategy?
Right. What? Neither side can use a significant weather event to prove or disprove climate change.
Right.
This is how statistics works. You can't use one event as your evidence. You can't use a couple of events either. You need to have years and years and decades and centuries of data.
What the other side will say when we bring up, oh, you think we have global warming?
Oh, it was snowing in April. That puts a crapper in your global warming theory,
right,
in, doesn't it?
The other side says you can't use that to argue against global warming. But
then they
immediately the exact same thing.
Well, then they say
global warming.
Well, what they say is, oh, snow in May, that's global warming. That's climate change. It's more extreme weather from here on.
They will say weather doesn't equal climate.
Right.
When the weather seems to prove the opposite point. But when they want to use it to their advantage, they will say weather equals climate.
You know, this is something that goes on and on and on and on, this conversation about the weather. We are actually in an ice age. I did some research, and at some point, not through this program, I'm going to share what's been going on during the past 2.4 billion years, if you really want to know what's going on. The thing that's being pointed out there is how intellectually dishonest the conversation about the climate really is, that they didn't do a particularly intellectually stimulating job of pointing that out, but that's really kind of what's going on.
Number 8.
On the Good Day program earlier this week, I had a conversation with Gretchen Martins, who's known as the Veteran Lady, because the number 8 issue is the continuing focus on the Veterans Administration, hospitals, what's going on, what Congress and the Senate are doing to fix the problem, or at least try to activate some sort of okay, whoa, hold it back there, boys and girls. We're fixing the problem when they really aren't. Anyway, the announcement was made this week about the thousands who are still on waiting lists for appointments at the local VA, and why Ms. Martins isn't surprised by this at all.
No, I wish I could say that I am, but this scandal just seems to get worse and worse, and what is our first response is to throw more money at it.
Yep.
Into a system that is so broken. The scandal now involves 69 facilities, not even a formal audit, but simply a review of those facilities done by the VA Inspector General, reported that 70% of all VA facilities have alternative scheduling practices. So I'm a little skeptical that throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at this is going to get us where we need to be.
You have written that this ought to be something that mayors, city managers, town managers take note of. Why would this have impact on the local level?
Well, what we're seeing increasingly is that veterans are not getting care at the VA. A survey that goes back, done by the VA going back to 2010, reported that roughly a third of veterans refuse to use the VA. Another third will only use it as a means of last resort. So that's two-thirds. That number has actually increased now to 72% who won't use the VA or used only as a means of last resort. So where are all those people going to go as we're implementing or extending the voucher system so that veterans can get care outside of the VA? Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go to our medical care facilities on Main Street, but they're getting Medicare equal reimbursement. So many of our physicians on Main Street won't see them at Medicare reimbursement rates. So where are those people going to go when they can't get care? Well, they're going to show up with no insurance in emergency rooms. They're going to be calling 911. And I think we're going to see, in terms of the medical side of the house, a real increase and burden on the civilian health care system on Main Street, and we're not even talking about that.
You know, one of the things that's so intellectually dishonest, speaking of that with regard to climate change, the Senate and the House both voted to spend $2 billion to supposedly fix the problem in the VA system, when in fact I think they have a $14.5 billion budget, and as Ms. Martins points out there, they don't manage it at all well, so why would we throw more money into a system that's so broken that it's almost impossible for it to operate? That's the kind of stuff that is so intellectually dishonest and yet continues with your money, playing with your money like it was Monopoly money. That is number 8. We move to number 7 in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Number 7.
Number 7 on our Talk Radio Review. Doug Stefan here going through the top 10. And at number 7, continuing conversation of gun violence with a focus on Las Vegas, the police killings there, school shootings this past week. Here's host Joey McLaughlin talking to Wall Street Journal Radio's Devlin Barrett about the Department of Justice's investigation into the shooting in Las Vegas last weekend, which left, as you probably know, 5 people dead, including a couple of police officers and the pair of shooters, too.
Wall Street Journal reporter Devlin Barrett says Justice wants a closer look at possible violent threats from domestic anti-government extremists. Devlin, what are sources telling you?
What we're told is that in the wake of Sunday's shooting, the Attorney General Eric Holder had a briefing on the specifics of the case itself, and as a result of that briefing, he gave instructions to all of the federal law enforcement agencies under him to notify him if they become aware of any violent threats being made by anti-government extremist groups and folks who might have a similar motivation to the 2 suspects in the Las Vegas shooting.
Is it unusual for him to issue this kind of statement?
It's a bit unusual to ask his people internally to notify him personally if they come across that kind of threat information. But it's interesting about the timing of all this is that just last week he announced that he was reconstituting a long-defunct task force on domestic terrorism that had basically been sidelined after the 9/11 attacks and never really had done anything in more than a decade. And given some recent shootings, obviously this predates what happened on Sunday, but given some recent shootings, he decided to recast that task force and to pay closer attention to stuff like this. And so within days of it, it looks like there's another instance which, at least in his mind, probably, you know, confirms that the need to be thinking a little more about this threat and worrying a little more about folks who might use this as a justification for some kind of violence.
Number 7, the focus on gun violence yet again. And then we now make room for number 6, which focuses on Mr. Bergdahl, up next on the countdown.
save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week, focusing on Mr. Bergdahl and the fact that he's now back in the United States to continue his recuperation, recovering in Germany during the past week or so at Rhein-Main Air Base after 5 years as a Taliban captive. Now is getting medical treatment in Texas, I believe. The sergeant, private, mister, whoever, however you want to refer to him, flew into Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio from Ramstein. I always do that wrong. The air base in Germany where most people come after they've had problems at in the field of battle, shall we say. He'll continue the next phase of his reintegration process, and that may include a big payday. There are some people who are talking about him being paid for the 5 years he was in captivity. How do you feel about that if you think he was a deserter? Here is talk host Mitch Albom talking to Sergeant Matt Verkant. Mr. Verkant served with Mr. Bergdahl in Afghanistan, and the efforts to find him are part of the focus of the conversation here with Mitch Albom.
Matt, tell us your recollections of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and how he came to, in your opinion, end up in the hands of the Taliban and what sacrifices were made on his behalf by you and fellow soldiers.
From what I remember, he was just a quiet guy, kept to himself, studied all his Army general knowledge stuff, probably more than most, but at the same time didn't go out of his way to make any friends or hang out with anybody in the platoon. And then, we're in Afghanistan, and I wake up in the morning and ask if he's up there on the machine, and that's where I was at. And he replied no. Then there was a search of the OP. All of his stuff was there, and he walked off.
And from that point, basically, that's where the story sort of veers. If you believe his family and him and some comments he made while he was in captivity. This, by the way, was in June of 2009 when he wandered away. He either says he was lagging behind his troops. The initial Taliban claim was that he was drunk and then was captured by the Mujahideen. Then a lot of soldiers spent a lot of time searching for him. There are some who believe that people lost their lives as a result of him. Tell us more Matt, about, you know, the efforts to find him once you were told he was gone, and what do you believe were the sacrifices that Army people made?
Well, as soon as he was missing and walked off, he completely changed the mission for us and for hundreds of other people. All we did was search for him every second of every day, nonstop. I mean, it changed everything completely. And it's very fair to say that people that lost their lives or got injured wouldn't have been in those locations doing searches for him had he not walked off.
Now, how are you sure that he walked off?
Well, because he left all of his equipment. Was asking the night before to his team leader, you know, would somebody get in trouble if my sensitive items, my weapon, went missing? Well, of course you would. And now I come to find out the emails that he sent back home to his father about, you know, not liking America and being disgusted and talking badly about the military, and then also mailing his computer home before that mission, it's really fishy. It doesn't look right.
All right, so Mr. Bergdahl is being held in Texas because the medical professionals don't believe he's ready to face the world, as it were. So that's number six. Number is five through number one here on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio as the second half hour is underway in a few moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The number five item follows number six, which is the Bergdahl case. Number seven, gun violence, continuing conversation about gun control. The number eight item is the scandal involving the Veterans Administration. Number nine, continuing conversation about climate change. Number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio and sports in general. So, as the big voiced announcer suggested, we're at number five. So this half hour, we deal with the top five issues and immigration reform, the amnesty issue, illegals, that sort of thing. And I guess in a manner of speaking, how that plays into the number one issue this week in the focus as we listen to Taco Scott Sands with John Justice, who's a host on our affiliate KQTH in Tucson. They discuss the number of illegal immigrants, especially children, that are being shipped from Texas over to Arizona.
Tell us what's going on there. There's getting a lot of attention on a national level to the number of children primarily crossing the border illegally lately.
Yeah, let me give you sort of the quick rundown of what's happened on my end. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a friend of mine in the Department of Homeland Security who, in a social circumstance, came to me and said, "Hey, you're going to start hearing about an influx of illegals coming into the country." And sure enough, 2 weeks later, the story breaks that they were flying in and busing in illegal immigrant children and families by the hundreds into Tucson and Phoenix. And this ended up resulting in over 1,000 children initially early last week that were being sent and thus cared for at the Nogales Border Patrol station. And I was made aware of this through one of my contacts inside that Border Patrol station, who was kind enough to send me some photos that ended up really launching this whole thing. I ended up getting the only photos available inside of that particular facility. And since then, we've heard that this transfer of illegals, most of them children coming in from Texas, is going to continue in perpetuity. And it's created a lot of different circumstances that nobody's prepared for. Most specifically, apart from why is it happening, is the fact that we have thousands of children now that are in the hands of Border Patrol at facilities that they just don't have the necessary resources to care for them all. It's created a crisis within a matter of a week.
Pretty amazing when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh? This sort of thing is going on, creating some sort of asylum situation in the southwest part of our country. The amount of money that you're spending as a taxpayer is what I find more abhorrent than anything else, to actually bus these people around and ship them around in planes and stuff, because either there are too many of them coming across the border in Texas, or the Border Patrol is so inept there, or they're so lax management-wise, they can just do pretty much anything they want with them. Okay, we don't want them in Texas. Send them to Arizona.
Number four.
Number four issue, the instability in Iraq. We've all seen, heard, and wondered about how Iraq could be falling apart seemingly as quickly as it sounds like it is. Here's host Bill Carroll with military analyst Steve Bucci. They discuss Al-Qaeda surging, if that's the right word, moving ahead in Iraq. Possibility that Baghdad may fall in the coming days.
When you see the headlines of militants threatening to march on Baghdad, is that a lot of bluster or is that a real possibility?
Oh, it's a massively real possibility. They are on the outskirts of Baghdad, having taken just in the last couple of days several major cities, including Mosul, which is really sad because you could have walked around Mosul and seen malls and things like that. That you would never guess you were in Iraq, and now it's in the hands of this ISIS, this offshoot of Al Qaeda, and it's a real tragedy for the Iraqi people.
Who are these guys, and how dangerous are they?
They started out as Al Qaeda in Iraq. They now refer to themselves as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Sham, which refers to Syria. So they broadened their own portfolio to include Syria when the civil war started there. They're an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, and they believe in all the same kind of ideology, very, very militant, stringent, Salafist Islamists. They hate us and obviously have fought us for quite a long time in Iraq, and now they went over, been fighting in Syria, got a lot more experience and new weapons, and now they're turning around and turning those weapons on the government of Iraq.
So if the civil war hadn't dragged on so long in Syria, they may not be as powerful as they are today?
Oh, absolutely. There's a direct connection to the our inability to influence in a positive way the war in Syria to what these guys now have and their ability to move forward.
Well, forget about what you do for a living and how in touch you are. For most people waking up today, this has come out of nowhere. What's going on in Iraq? Militants have taken over two major cities and they're on the doorstep of Baghdad and Iraq is calling for U.S. support. How did this all happen? Did anyone see this coming this fast?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody saw it coming this fast. There have been commentators or experts on the Middle East here in Heritage. He's saying, you know, things are getting shaky there in Iraq. The Maliki government tried to, sort of overreach their dominance as Shias over the Sunnis, and in the process drove those folks back who had been allied with him but were in the Sunni confession over to these Al-Qaeda guys. And then as people started going back and forth into Syria and fighting there, they got even more radicalized. And so it's been stirring for a while, but the speed with which they've pulled off this offensive has pretty much surprised everyone.
Steve Bucci talking to host Bill Carroll. So thank you, George Bush, would be, I guess, my anecdotal analysis. What a mess. What a disgrace. Trillions of dollars you and I have spent as taxpayers. How many American lives have been lost there? And look at the mess that we created by going in the way that we did. It's unforgivable, frankly. That's the way I look at it.
Number three.
Number three, the focus on politics. Actually, number three, two, and one, all about politics in one way or another. The presidential race 2 years hence ties into a conversation the talk host Steve Gruber had with political analyst Jason Chung. They discussed Mrs. Clinton's this new book, the interview with Diane Sawyer, where Mrs. Clinton says that she hasn't decided if she's going to run, et cetera, et cetera, and how her opponent might be on the GOP side of things.
She also, during the interview, indicated that she feels emboldened to run for president because of Republican criticism of her handling of the 2012 terrorist attacks in Benghazi, Libya. Though she said she's not yet decided if she will run, again, feels emboldened by the criticism on that. Is that going to be, and I have to assume it will be, a fairly big issue if she does decide to run?
I mean, I think what's going to be a bigger an issue for her to run is, you know, what accomplishments she's had as Secretary of State. You know, what signature accomplishments were there during her tenure, what accomplishments she has had as a senator from New York, and obviously, you know, what she has done in terms of when she was First Lady with her failed Hillary care policies.
Give us a sense, can you, at this point, obviously the next presidential election still a bit of time away, but who do you see as the potential Republican front runners? Clearly, if Clinton jumps in the race, she would be the one of the top Democrats. But what do you see on the Republican side?
Well, obviously, you know, I think the Republicans have a great bench of candidates who could potentially would be great candidates to run for president. And obviously, you have people like Rand Paul, like Chris Christie, Rick Perry, to name a few. I think John Kasich, Scott Walker are good potential candidates. But, you know, I think it's up to them and their families to decide. And obviously, you know, there are a number more people who would think about running as well. Jeb Bush, you know, Marco Rubio as well. But, you know, I think it's the type of thing where, you know, it's a decision that they need to make.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, her book, the interviews this week, the politics of whether or not she is a candidate for the presidency, that's kind of a joke because she is, and we know it. And how many of you would vote for her? 888-302-3684, something to think about. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com if you want to communicate that way. Or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, with your comments about Hillary Clinton and the presidential race and her book and whether she's forthcoming and the fact that she made $14 million writing this book all around the corner as the countdown continues.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators' low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Number two.
As you might have presumed from my sort of outro of the discussion of the presidential race, Mrs. Clinton and her book, a memoir, which deals with hard choices, so she says. I read a review that suggested it wasn't very forthcoming. As a matter of fact, what I get a big chuckle out of is a portion of the book that makes reference to an experience she had at a dinner, a state dinner, one night with President Obama, when Mr. Obama called her over to whisper in her ear that she had something stuck in her teeth. So that may have been the big deal that evening. That kind of stuff is not going to bring a lot of people to support her or to not support her. But I think the book is not as forthcoming as some people might have liked it to have been. Having said that, here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to reporter Dave Leventhal about the politics of this book.
Hard Choices, the title of the new memoir by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Dave, first off, the political implications from this book, and they've got to be many.
There are many, and first, expect a couple of things out of this book. Expect, for example, her to address Benghazi head-on. She is going to be absolutely relentless in her defense of herself here. There was an interview with ABC News, and Hillary Clinton did, Diane Sawyer, Hillary Clinton, one-on-one for an hour. Hillary Clinton said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but effectively, I wasn't equipped to look at the blueprints to figure out the security situation. That was not my call. I relied on delegating that power to people who work for me. Ultimately, I take responsibility, but you've got to understand that the Secretary of State does not do these things. You're going to hear a lot of that in the book. Where she defends herself and effectively says this has become a politicized situation and something she is not going to participate in if she decides to run for president.
One of the analyses that I saw, Dave, said that this book compared to, say, others, looking at Bob Gates, defense secretary's book, this book, they say, is not really candid. It's kind of cautious, and as a result, that indicates that, yeah, she's probably running. Would you agree?
And now for the flip side, Dave, which is what this book isn't. It's not a memoir. It's a political document in the sense that if she is running for president, and most people, Democrats, Republicans, expect that she is, this is something that is setting the stage for her run in 2016. Just look at a little bit of history here. First of all, she had a book called Living History, which she wrote ahead of her 2008 presidential run. She had her famous book, It Takes a Village, which she wrote in the mid-90s ahead of her running for the U.S. Senate. And George W. Bush did this. He had a book called A Charge to Keep. Obama had Dreams for My Father. Pretty much politicians running for high-profile offices, particularly president, it is a standard de rigueur action. Write a book, and they set the stage for their run, but it's not something that's going to be some sort of tell-all that's going to get inside their minds at every key decision-making point in their careers. This is just not what this book is going to be, and really what this book is not intended to be either.
All right, so Mrs. Clinton in her book, she's used to people taking shots at her. She's strong. She's used to standing up for her positions. I thought it was interesting that she defended her evolution on the issue of gay marriage. She now supports the right of same-sex couples to wed. That was something discussed with Terry Gross on an NPR interview, and she's stuck to her guns. 51 past the hour on the countdown, number one up next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the charts for the week of June 9th to the 13th, I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we have now number one. Yes, the defeat of Eric Cantor. The perception of power is also power. Real perception that number of people in the world of talk radio led the way on this one. Laura Ingraham made an in-person campaign appearance on behalf of Mr. Cantor's primary challenger, Dave Bratt. She suggested that instead of sending 5 Taliban MVPs over there, President Obama could have just traded Eric Cantor. She turned out to have picked the right horse, enjoying a lot of publicity. You've heard a lot of words about the primary defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. So this is the point about talk radio, news talk radio. Some candidates are going to be a bit more fearful of the right-wing talk radio world, especially during the primaries coming up this fall. Here's host Dale Jackson talking to host Jeff Katz in Virginia about Congressman Cantor's defeat.
What happened in that district? Why exactly did Cantor lose?
Eric Cantor lost because of Eric Cantor. This was a huge vote against Eric Cantor. It wasn't necessarily a big vote for Dave Bratt. The general consensus here, Dale, is that 14 years in D.C. had taken Eric Cantor far, far away from Richmond and had turned him into somebody that a lot of people who used to support him honestly didn't know. He was continually knocked for not spending very much time in the district. There were all sorts of anecdotal reports that when he was in the district, he wasn't particularly friendly or approachable. And people began to see him really as that quintessential politician, say one thing and do another. And they had just had enough.
And so they had enough with him. Tell me about Bratt. Tell me about him. What should we know about this guy that we probably don't know at this point?
Dave Bratt is probably the least political politician you're going to run into. He's, from my sense, I think a very sincere, very, very smart man. He's an economist by training. He is somebody that got into this, I think, for all of the right reasons and probably surprised himself. You know, his victory speech came very late in the evening, and a lot of us were thinking he had probably because he had to write one. He probably didn't expect that it was going to go this way. The other part about it, Dale, that you need to know is that Virginia has an open primary system, and the Democrats were determined to get rid of Eric Cantor one way or another. So there was a very real effort on the part of Democrats in the 7th District to get out and vote for Dave Bratt. We hear Dave Bratt described as a Tea Party candidate. That's not true either. None of the national Tea Party organizations helped him in any way or gave him any money. And it's going to be interesting because the Democrats had not fielded a candidate until yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
They decided at the last minute under Virginia law, even though they hadn't fielded anybody, they had up until the time the polls closed on primary day to come up with someone. They did, and it looks like they are poised to pour a good amount of money and resources and effort into this district, and it might be a little more competitive than people would think.
All right, here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about the reasons why he thinks Cantor was defeated.
The Tea Party pulled off one of the biggest, most stunning political upsets in recent congressional history. The Republican Party's number two man in the House, the second most powerful Republican in the country, House Majority Leader Eric I Love Amnesty Cantor, went down in flames. That's right, my friends. You heard it correctly. In a primary challenge from conservative Dave Bratt, backed by the Tea Party and local grassroots Republican activists, essentially David versus Goliath, he barely raised $200,000. Cantor, with the entire Republican Party establishment behind him, with over $5 million in his campaign war chest, the second most powerful Republican in the country, one heartbeat away from being the House Speaker, rising under John Boehner's leadership. He was Boehner's boy, Boehner's right-hand man. And he went down in flames. He was defeated convincingly. It wasn't even close. He was hammered by a 49-year-old economics professor running on a platform of low taxes, no amnesty for illegal immigrants, a restoration of a free market economy, repealing Obamacare, and ending our runaway debt and deficits.
Eric Cantor's primary loss, the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and record.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.